我们呢，谢谢你们再给我一次机会，可以有机会在这里跟大家分享神的话。我今天那个主题的那个大纲已经出来，如果你没有拿到请举手，那那 Brother Ron 就会给你一个。这个大纲是英文的。
I also want to thank Pastor Fan and the others that have made some adjustments so we could be here this week with you, since we'll be part of the baptism service next week at FBC.
我们要谢谢范牧师，他做了一些调整，因为下个礼拜我要在那个在美国教会里面要受洗典礼，所以范牧师让我今天来讲到，今天给大家分享。
Over the last 5 months, we've been talking about the subject of love.
过去五个月我都来跟大家分享有关这个爱的事情。
Let me review the topics with you that we've looked at over these past 5 months.
所以我跟大家一项重复一下温习一下我们过去五个月所讲的这些 有关爱的主题。
We began by reminding you of how big God's love is.
第一次我是讲到告诉大家神的爱是有多么的伟大。
If you remember, I told you that I loved to do with my grandchildren, ask them the question, how big are you?
所以他说你记得我提醒大家我很喜欢问我的那个孙子外孙他们说到底他们有多大多高。
They had so much fun as we would raise our hands and say, so big.
所以这些小孩子每次都很高兴他们把手举得很高很大。
And that's exactly how I see God as we...see his love for us.
这就是我看到神的爱也是有那么大，对我们大家也是有那么大。
How big is God's love?
到底神的爱有多大呢？
It is so big we can't even begin to fully imagine how big it is.
他说大到我们真是没有办法想象的。
Now I want you to do something this morning that's maybe out of your comfort zone.
他说我今天早上想叫大家做一个事情，也许你们并没有觉得很舒服，不是常做的事。
I want you to all take and wrap your arms around yourself like this.
所以我要你们大家用两个手把你们自己上胸把它包起来。
Okay, now squeeze really hard.
一直压一直挤。
That's how big God's love is. He's giving you a big hug right now.
所以现在神就是刚刚就是等于拥抱我们每一个人。
That really felt good, didn't it?
你是不是觉得很舒服？
It always feels good when someone gives us a hug.
因为人家在拥抱我们的时候，我们总是觉得很好的，很温暖的。
And we're reminded every day that that's how God expresses His love to us by giving us a hug and say, "I love you with all of my heart."
这就是每天我们都可以提醒我们自己，神是这么爱我们，神是这么愿意拥抱我们。
So the first month we began with remembering how big God's love is.
我第一个月我是讲到神的爱是有多么的伟大。
The second month we took some time to ask the question, what does it mean to love our neighbor?
第二个月的时候我们是讲到我们要怎么样爱我们的邻舍。
We simply suggested to you that it was building trust with our neighbors and spending time with them.
所以我们讲到我们要怎么样的信靠我们的邻居。
We also reminded you that in our society, that especially in California, it's often very difficult to get to know the people that are around us.
他说我们就是提醒我们大家，尤其在我们这个加州，在美国的话，有的时候很不容易认得你的邻舍。
We hurry into our houses and we hurry out, and maybe it's just a little wave.
我们每天都急急忙忙回家，然后急急忙忙又从家里要出去，所以没有时间跟你的邻居打交道。
But our neighbors need to know us because of our love as well.
我们的邻居需要认得我们，因为我们对他们的爱。
The third month we discovered that love is not proud.
第三个月我们是讲到，那爱并不是骄傲的。
You see, love is not about us, but love is about what God has built within us.
我们讲到爱的时候，并不是要讲到我们自己，我们讲到爱的时候是要讲到神的爱，神怎么样用爱来包含我们。
You'll remember that I suggested that I doubted that anybody ever sat you down and said, "We're going to teach you how to be a lover."
他说，他提醒我们说，那次他讲道的时候，他有跟我们讲说，有没有人把我们抓着，叫我们坐下来，要我们学习怎么样爱我们的爱人。
You see, simply God is love.
你就知道，很简单的就知道，神就是爱。
And because He's love and He has created us in His image.Then built into every one of us is the ability to love.
因为他爱我们，我们是以他的形象而造的，所以他把这个爱就放在我们每一个人心里头。
The fourth message, we talked about loving my enemies.
第四个月他是讲到我们要怎么样爱我们的敌人。
The people that are hard to get along with.
我们要怎么样去爱这些人是不容易相处的人。
And there are those types of people in every one of our lives around us.
我们每一个人的生活里头我们都有这种人。
This last Friday, I had lunch with a couple who were having a terrible struggle with one of the members of their family.
So, 我上个礼拜五跟有一对夫妇吃中饭，因为这对夫妇在他们家里有一个人很难跟他们相处的。
In one of our earlier luncheons, I said, maybe what you ought to do is just give that family member a gift.
那时候我就跟他讲说，以前我跟他们吃过饭，我就提醒他们说，也许你就给那一家人，给他们一点礼物。
As we were having lunch, they reported how good they felt when they had sent a gift certificate to this family member, even though they had not heard back from that family member.
上礼拜五中午我们吃饭的，他就告诉我们，因为他们给人家送了一个礼物卡片，他们送出去虽然没有听到那一家人的回音，可他们自己心里觉得非常的舒服。
Remember that God is the one that writes the last chapter.
我们要记得，神是写最后一个章节的人。
And there are some times we will never know the end result, but that it is in God's hands.
我们有的时候虽然不知道结果是什么，可是我们的结果都是在神的手上。
The last message that I shared with you was love is a key to fulfilling God's mission.
那我第五个月是跟大家分享，就是说神的爱是让我们达成我们任务最重要的一个因素。
You'll remember that we talked about two things in that message.
你记得吗？我们讲到两件事情。
Number one, being more like Christ.
第一个就是我们要更像耶稣。
That's God's desire for us, is to be more like Him day by day.
神对我们每一个人的愿望跟期望就是说我们每一天每一天要学习要更像他。
And secondly, if we are in love with this God who loves us with an everlasting love, we want to tell others about it as well.
第二就是我们从心里头，我们真正爱我们的神，我们就会很想跟别人分享我们的神。
Now, I'm going to risk a minute. I don't know if any of you are USC fans, University of California football fans.
他说我不知道你们当中是不是有人是这个美国南加州大学足球队的这个球迷。
But I'm so excited that they got beat by Oregon yesterday.
可是他说我很高兴，因为他们昨天被 Oregon 那个队打败了。
So if you didn't watch it, I'm excited and I wanted to tell you about it.
如果你们没有看那个球赛的话，因为我这么高兴，我就想要跟你们分享。
Well, enough of that.
他说这讲到就够了。
Let me talk about this morning living in harmony.
那今天早上我要跟大家分享，我们大家要和平，要相处，和睦相处。
In your outline, you'll notice the verse there that we're using. I would just ask that, Sophie, you would lead them all in reading that verse, 1 Corinthians 1:10.
他叫我们大家一起用中文前面学。OK， 我们大家一起念《哥林多前书》第一章第十节。哥林多前书第一章第十节。再给大家两秒钟哈，我们找到，我们大家一起念《哥林多前书》第一章第十节。好，一二三，大家一起念。弟兄们，我借我们主耶稣基督的名，劝你们都说一样的话，你们中间也不可分党，只要一心一意，彼此相合。
Here's what the Apostle Paul is simply saying to us as Christians. Brothers in Christ, this is how I want you to behave.
他说这就是我们使徒保罗告诉我们大家，基督徒们，我们要怎么样的相对，就是我们要彼此相合。
Because of Christ's love, this is how we ought to act.
因为耶稣基督爱我们，这就是我们基督徒需要学习的行为。
You'll notice in this verse there are three very simple points.
你可以看到，在这个很简单的这一节里头，它有三个很重要的学习的地方。
The first point is we're to agree with one another.
第一个就是我们要大家要同意，一心一意。
The second point is there is to be no division among us.
第二句讲说我们不可分党。
And thirdly, we're to live in perfect unity.
第三个就是彼此相合。
So how do we live in harmony?
我们怎么样可以大家彼此相合呢？
Well, our 3 points come from the verse that we have just read together. Let's begin.
所以我们现在看到这三点就在这一节里头。
The first point in your notes suggests keep the main thing the main thing.
他说第一点就是要最重要的就是要一心一意。
You see, the living in harmony is not about us, but what God is wanting to do in our hearts and lives.
对，第一点就是我们要说一样的话。
We're to agree with one another.
我们大家要同意大家所说的。
We are to become more like Christ.
我们大家都要更像耶稣基督。
Now, the last 5 years, I've learned what it is like to be in agreement.
过去五年我就学习要怎么样跟人家要同意人家说的话。
My mother moved into our household 5 years ago.
我妈妈在五年以前搬来跟我们住。
And I have learned now, whenever we have a conversation, because there's my mom and my wife, I should always agree and we'll get along perfectly.
她说因为我现在在家里头有我妈妈有我太太，所以我们要讨论什么事情，我总是同意他们的说法。
You see, I can't win.
他说我永远赢过不他们，赢不了他们两个。
But simply to say, you're right, I'm wrong.
所以我总是说你是对的，我是错的。
We need to keep the main point, the main point.
所以我们大家最要记得最重要的重点是什么？要同意大家所说的。
We need to agree with one another.
我们就是要同意大家所说的。
Now, a number of years ago,
几年以前。
This point was really driven home to me by an author by the name of Paul Little.
他说有一个作家名字叫 Paul Little, 他写了一个东西，那时候我就学了这个功课。
He wrote 2 little books that are now out of print.
他写了两本书，很薄的书，可是现在都已经没有再印了。
They were entitled Know What You Believe and Know Why You Believe It.
他说要知道你信是什么，要知道你为什么信那个。
You see, I think Paul was saying to us, to live in harmony, we need to know what we believe and why we believe it.
保罗在这里说的就是这个样子的意思。我们要同意，我们到底同意的是什么？
You see, that's living in the main thing.
这就是说我们要最重要的重点，我们要这个样生活。
In 2 Timothy, the 4th chapter and the 3rd verse, we read,
在提摩太后书里面第二章第四节提摩太后书第四章第三节。
There are 3 things in that verse it says that we need to be aware of and, know, and it gives us reason of why we should know what we believe.
在那一节里头也有三个东西我们要学习的，因为时候要到，人必厌烦纯正的道理，耳朵发痒，就随从自己的情欲，增添好些师傅。
It is a warning to all of us.
这就是对我们大家的一个警告。
Did you note the 3 things? First of all, that there will be people who will not put up with sound doctrine.
他说因为有些人的话他们的信仰没有很纯正的根基。
Secondly, there will be people with itching ears.
他说第二点就是有些人耳朵会发痒。
And thirdly, people who will want to live by their own desires.
他说有些人就要按照自己的方法过活。
Certainly, we are living in a time when we see that happening all around us.
我们在今天的世代，我们周围我们看到很多这种样子的事情。
Where people will take and try to interpret scripture to whatever fits their particular need.
大家把圣经的讲解都翻译成你自己想要的事情。
And oftentimes misinterpreting what is sound doctrine.
所以有时候翻译并不正确的，不是以原文的意思。
Their lives have become motivated by living for the moment and whatever is the latest fad that they can follow.
所以他们的生活总是随着潮流而走。
Living by their own desires.
他们随着自己的心意而活。
And no matter all around us, we are seeing this being lived out.
在我们周围，我们看到很多人都是这样子生活。
Know what you believe and know why you believe it.
我们需要知道我们的信什么，我们为什么要信这个。
You see, life is short.
生命是很短暂的。
Death is sure.
我们每个人都会死的。
Sin is a curse.
所以我们的罪犯是我们的诅咒。
And Christ is the cure.
因为神耶稣基督他才是我们的医治的方法。
The Bible says that we're to study God's word that we'll know how to live and how to behave.
圣经告诉我们要好好学习的神的话，我们才知道要怎么样有好的行为，要怎么样可以生活的准则。
It is the reason that God sent His Son to show us how we ought to live.
这就是为什么神把他自己的儿子耶稣基督放在这世界上，所以给我们有这样子的典范。
Jesus came to live among us in order that we could follow the model that He has set and is given in the Word of God.
因为耶稣基督到这世界上来，活在我们的当中，所以他给我们很好的一个典范，所以我们可以学习他。Along
with that, we need to remember what the purpose is that God has us here for.
第二个，我们要记得为什么神把我们每一个人放在这世界上。Printed
in your notes, I believe, is a misprint on the scripture passage. It should be Matthew 28, verses 19, or verse 19 of Matthew 28. Gives us an indication of what our purpose is.
他说在那个马太福音第28章第19节
28:19
That is on the
It is correct.
Yeah, it's correct. Yeah. 马太福音第28章第19节这样子说。 第十九节，所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。The
writer of Matthew simply says that we are to go and to make disciples, a very strong command that as believers we have a responsibility to share the good news.
所以马太福音28章19节这里讲得很清楚，我们要到全世界各地使万人做耶稣，做神的门徒。
And in 1 Corinthians, the 10th chapter and verse 31, we're reminded that we're to do everything to the glory of God.
在哥林多前书第十章第三十一节，十章三十一节。 所以你们或吃或喝，无论做什么。
So in order to keep the main point, we first of all need to agree with one another.
所以我们要把这个主题当作我们生活的主题，最重要就是我们要跟大家要同心合一。
Know what we believe and why we believe it.
我们要知道我们信的是什么，为什么我们要信这个。
Remember our purpose is to glorify God. And to tell others the good news.
像哥林多前书第十章三十一节说，我们最重要，我们所说所做的都是要荣耀主的名。Let
me just suggest to you that there are five basic things that I think are very important as Christians.
它是这有五点非常重要的事情，成为一个基督徒。As
it relates to the Word of God and our lives as we live it.
就是跟神的话语跟我们的生活很有关系的。
First of all, let me just mention that I could preach a sermon on each one of these five things, but we won't do that this morning. We'll just mention it.
他说这五点每一点我都是可以成为一个讲章，可是我们今天没有时间讲这么多，我只是提一下。Here
are five examples of five essential things that we ought to be a part of in our lives as we live in harmony.
所以如果我们大家要和睦相处的话，我们这五件事情我们一定要记得。
Number one, God's word is the foundation.
第一个，神的话是我们生活的根基。
Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against God.
因为我们有神的话语藏在我们心里头，所以我们就不会犯罪。
The word of God then is our foundation and the source of what we believe.
神的话语就是我们所信仰的根基。
Secondly, Jesus is eternal. He is the eternal life.
基督耶稣是永生之神。
The Bible says in John the 14th chapter, I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly.
约翰福音第14章说的，说我来是要让羊有生命，有更丰盛的生命。
That was John, the 10th chapter. John, the 14th chapter said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father but by me.
他说我刚刚讲的是在约翰福音第十章第十四章是说我来我是有真理生命道路。
The third essential is sin separates man from God.
第三个就是罪恶把人跟神分开了。
The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life.
罪的代价就是死。那我们就是说在永生里头我们才有因为神给我们的恩典就是让我们有永生。
But God provided a way of salvation. That's the fourth essential thing.
第四个就是神让我们有救赎之道。
God's provision was found in Romans 5:8.
在罗马书第五章第八节里头告诉我们。
But God commendeth his love toward us.
神他把他的爱给我们。
In that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
当我们还是罪人的时候，耶稣基督就为我们死在十字架上。
That's good news.
这是对我们来说一个最好的信息。
The fifth essential that I would mention to you this morning is the one living true God.
第五个最重要的事情就是我们只有一个活神。
You remember what we read in the first chapter of Genesis? In the beginning was God.
你记得吗？在创世纪第一章第一节就说。在起初有道，道就是神。
God has always been from the beginning.
在一开始，神就已经在了。
It all began with God's love for us.
一开始就是因为神的爱。
Well, we need to keep the main point, the main point.
所以我们要记得这个最重要的重点，我们就是我们生活里面的重点。
But let's move on to the second point in our sermon this morning.
在我们今天主题，我们讲到第二点。
Work hard at keeping the peace.
第二就是我们要好好努力，要和平。
You remember the verse as we read it earlier? It said that there may be no division among you.
不可分党。
The Apostle Paul writes in Philippians, the first chapter. Thank you.
保罗也说到腓立比书第一章十五到十八节。
Writes in the first chapter of Philippians, verses 15. Through 18.
在腓立比书第一章十五到十八节。
We are to look for the good in other people.
有的传基督是出于嫉妒纷争，也有的是出于好意。这一等是出于爱心，知道我是为便民福音设立的。那一等传基督是出于结党，并。不诚实，意思要加增我捆锁的苦楚。
Remember, Paul is writing this while he's in jail.
保罗在写这个腓立比书的时候，他是在监牢里头。
And the book of Philippians is probably the one letter that the Apostle Paul has written that has the most joy mentioned in it.
可是，在保罗写的所有书信里头，腓立比书事实上最有喜乐的一本书。
He says, no matter what the circumstance is, rejoice.
因为保罗告诉我们，不管我们在什么情形之下，我们都要有喜乐。
No matter what other people's motives are, rejoice.
不管别人的动机是什么，可是我们要有喜乐。
Always look for the good.
总是要看到每一个事情好的一面。
Paul simply says, rejoice.
他总是跟我们说，我们要有喜乐。
That's the key to living in harmony.
他说你要有和平相处，你大家就要有喜乐。
The original disciples had a lot of potential, but they had a lot of opportunity for conflict as well.
他说在刚刚开头的时候，那些信徒们在那个起初的时代，他们有很多的机会，可是他们也有很多的机会让大家有争执的。
In preparing the message this morning, I did some study on some of those early Christians.
他说在我准备今天讲章的时候，我学习了一些研究了一些当时的基督徒的情形。
You remember Simon the Zealot?
你记得西门吗？
He was intensely focused, desiring political change.
他是想要有一些那个政治上的改变。
There was James and John. They were known as the sons of thunder.
他有雅各跟约翰，他们是雷神之子。
They were ambitious, excitable, and loyal.
他们很野心，也很忠心。
Then there was Peter.
那再就是彼得。
He was enthusiastic.
他是很有热心的。
He was a born leader.
他是一个天生的一个领袖人物。
But he was impetuous.
He was 脾气不好。
You remember it was Peter who whipped out the sword and took off the ear.
Yeah, 因为你记得那彼得把他剑拿出来，把人家那耳朵割掉。
It was Peter who said, "I will never deny the Lord."
彼得他自己说，我永远不会不信不认主耶稣基督。
He was reactionary.
他是总是反应很快的。
Okay, you remember Matthew?
你记得马太。
He was more quieter. He was quieter than Peter or Paul.
他是比较安静的一个人。
He was comfortable with facts and figures.
他是总是喜欢做事有事实的。
And he was more comfortable with political status quo.
他好像对这个政治这些地位的话，好像也蛮信任的。
He was quite different than Simon the Zealot.
他是跟另外那个西门彼得是不一样的。
There was Thomas.
那然后再有那个。
多马
Thomas was skeptical. He was prone to deceit.
多马他总是有不信的。
He was prone to doubt.
他总是怀疑的。
He was a loner, but he was still loyal.
他是很忠心的，可是他总是孤独的一个人。
There was Nathaniel.
然后在
拿但业。
He was easygoing.
他的很随和的人。
He was not manipulative. No, I can't even say it. Manipulative.
他总是喜欢操纵人家的。
Manipulative.
Yes.
You got it?
Yeah, I got it that one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. What you see is what you get, is how he lived.
他说他生活的方式，你看到的就是那个真实的样子。
Two more. There was Martha.
那还有就是马大yeah.
She was interested in Jesus but was also very distracted by her life to-do issues.
因为她是很喜欢帮助耶稣基督，可是她也是个很忙碌的人。
She was more concerned about her to-do list than she was really all of the loyalty she could give to Jesus.
她总是天天忙着做事情，然后没有把她全心放在耶稣基督上头。
And then there was Mary Magdalene.
然后就是玛利亚。
She was looked down on others for her sketchy past.
因为她过去的历史不是那么好，所以人家并不是把她看得那么高。
But she was very devoted to Christ.
可是她全心全意，她的心都是在耶稣基督身上。
See, the question this morning is, what do you find from this list of people that we've just looked at that can inspire you?
我们刚刚讲的这些名单里头，对我们哪一个人对我们是有好的影响的？
These were people that Jesus said, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men."
耶稣说，你只要跟随我，我就是可以让你钓到就是找到了世上的灵魂。
People from all walks of life, yet lived in the harmony because of God's love.
你可以看到这人每个人的背景都不一样，可是大家在一起可以和平相处。
So, brothers and sisters, we all bring God's love to this world and a responsibility to share that good news.
对，亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们大家都要一起，要同心合意，要宣扬主的爱跟主的福音。
We need to avoid negativity.
我们需要不要讲负面的事情。
We need to be quick to reconcile with those that we have differences with.
如果我们跟人家有意见不同，我们要很快要纠正我们自己。
Remember, God rights the wrongs.
因为神会把不对的事情都改正的。
There are those who want to tear us down, but it is God who restores the joy that's robbed from us.
因为有些人是想要把我们来打下来，可是神总是会把我们提升。
The last point, point three from our verse, is simply, be known for your love.
第三个也就是今天的经节里面所讲，你要让人家知道你是有爱的人。
Sophie, would you have them all read John 13, 34 and 35?
Okay, Pastor Jay 要我们大家一同念约翰福音 13章34-35节，约翰福音13章34-35节，找到了，我们大家一起念，我们再等两三秒。约翰福音第13章34-35节，13章34-35节。找到，我们一起念，一二三。
我赐给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。
My last point is the simplest. We're to love one another.
我最后一点也是最简单的一点，就是我们要彼此相爱。
Several weeks ago, I told you about the trip that I took back to the East Coast to move our son and his family back there.
我几个礼拜以前，我告诉你们，我们到东岸去帮我儿子搬家搬回来。
One of the privileges that my wife and I had on the way back was to stop at a church that we served some 40 years ago at.
我们最高兴的一件事，在我们回程的路上，我们在有一个教会里停了一下，那个教会就是我们四十几年以前我们服侍的一个教会。
We met up with 8 couples from that church.
8 couples. Okay. 那我就是回来在那边的时候，我跟有一对夫妇，我们以前认得的夫妇有讲到话。
The entire time that we were together, it was like we had never even missed seeing each other.
我们大家聊得很好，虽然我们中间已经几十年没有见面，好像从来没有分开过一样。
We laughed, we talked, we remembered stories from the past.It was a rich time.
我们有谈笑风生，我们也想到过去一些有趣的事情，实在是很好的一个时光。
One of the names of the people that we talked about was a man by the name of Stan Carlson.
我们有一个谈到的人，他的名字叫 Stan Carlson.
Stan was a man who knew what it was to be a person of love.
因为 Stan 就是一个很有爱心的人。
At the end of a service, there were 2 exits that you could go out where the senior pastor would stand at one and Stan would stand at the other.
在我们那个教会，你教会他们那个聚会结束的时候，有两个门大家可以出去。普通教会的主任牧师是站在有一个门那个地方，就跟大家大概讲一讲再见。然后那 Stan 总是站在另外一个门的地方。
Not many would go out the door where the senior pastor was, but many went out the door where Stan Carlson was.
所以大家每次离开的时候都不经过那主任牧师的地方，都是经过这个 Stan 的那个门，跟 Stan 大概说再会。
There was simply one thing that identified Stan's life.
因为在 Stan 他的生活里面最重要的一点。
He loved people.
因为他爱人。
And every person that walked by him, he gave a full hug to.
他说每一个离开人，他都跟人家拥抱一下。
And to many of the women, there was a kiss on the cheek.
但是有些女他们在这个脸颊上给他轻轻亲一下。
No one thought it wrong.
没有一个人觉得他做的是不对的。
And as we talked about Stan, who's now in his late 90s, we talked about the fact of the man who knew how to love in harmony.
我们那时候谈到 Stan 的时候，这个 Stan 现在已经九十几岁了。我们谈到他就是谈到他的爱，他怎么知道跟人和睦相处。
My dear brother and sister, as we conclude this series, the heart of it is we need to love as Christ loved.
我亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们今天结束我们这个爱的这过去这几个月的主题，我们最重要的学到耶稣基督怎么爱我们，我们要怎么爱人家。
God bless you as we put it into practice.
希望我们每一个人都好好在我们生活上应用这一点，也求神祝福我们每一个人。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you for your word.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你自己的话语。
That's very clear about what our lives should be characterized by.
清清楚楚地告诉我们，我们每一个人生活的准则是什么样。
Father, we thank you that you've given us your word.
亲爱的天父，我们要谢谢你，你给我们你自己的话语。
In order that we might be able to be rooted and grounded in truth.
如果我们要在真理里头扎根的话
，In order that we might be built up in the Spirit，
我们在这个圣以圣灵把我们建造
To love and to share the good news of Jesus Christ.
我们就是要有爱，而且我们要跟人家分享主耶稣基督的爱。
Thank you for this day and this hour.
我们今天，我们谢谢你给我们这个时光。
In Jesus' name, amen.
奉耶稣基督的名，我们祷告。
Amen.